You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey there, it's Dora. Welcome to Thursday and to Radio Headspace. If you've been listening, you know that we're continuing the week with this theme of first. Today, we'll explore a subject that's near and dear to my heart, traveling alone for the first time. I went on my first solo travel adventure last year in May, and as much as I was looking forward to it, it brought up a lot of fear and anxiety for me. I was traveling from LA to Mallorca, Spain, a place that I had researched and spent some time learning about. It was highlighted as a safe place for solo women travelers, and it's known for its beautiful architecture and its serene blue waters. What I learned from that trip is that the mind we have at home will be the same mind that follows us on our travels. I somehow thought that I would gain this newfound sense of confidence being in a beautiful place. I'll tell you how my trip worked out in a moment, but first, I want to point out that you may not be traveling as far as another continent. You may just be taking a plane for your first time, or embarking on a road trip. Shoot, even taking a trip to a new grocery store can bring up a lot of feelings. Wherever you're traveling to, mindfulness can help us to attend to how we're feeling and also stay present so we can enjoy where we're going. So, as I was saying, I went to Mallorca for my first solo adventure. And even though I'm someone who plans well in advance, this time I wanted to leave a little room for spontaneity. I had a few places in mind I wanted to visit, but I told myself that each night I would look up tourist places on Google and decide where to go in the morning. What I realized after a few days was that the homebody Dora was also the stay in Airbnb Dora. I had this deep desire to explore, but I was afraid and felt much more comfortable being indoors. Not only that, but after a few days, I had this overwhelming sense of loneliness. One morning as I was meditating, I started to think about the different people in my life that I admire and thought about what they would do in my position. I thought about my dad and how he can approach anybody and strike up a conversation. Or my mom, who has this relentless curiosity about everything and everyone. And I continued to focus on these attributes, breathing in that sense of curiosity and exhaling any judgment. In that moment of calling upon the strengths of people in my life, the journey became more easeful. I felt at home exactly where I was. This is the power of the practice, when we can train our minds to be aware and compassionate. As someone wise once said, it's less about the destination and more about the journey. Had I not traveled to Spain, I wouldn't have learned that lesson of thinking of the people in my life I'm inspired by and cultivating those qualities within myself. So if you're thinking about traveling for the first time, of course, there are the practical things that we can do, like preparing, researching, and planning for the trip. And then there's the unexpected that we can't plan for. And this is where a quality like beginner's mind can be helpful. And what I mean by that is approaching each moment like a beginner would, as if you're experiencing something for the first time. You can do this by checking in with your expectations. Get curious around the preconceived notions or past experiences that you're holding on to that may be limiting your view of this new journey. Next, try taking the trip one day at a time and channeling curiosity. Maybe that looks like taking extra time to notice your surroundings, engaging your five senses, and leaving your schedule open to spontaneity. When put into practice, a beginner's mind encourages us to create new experiences and even unearth a new sense of self. In the app, be sure to check out the Beginner's Mind animation. It offers a really helpful explanation if you're new to the concept. That is all for now. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow with a story about my first time at an LA gym. Until then, take really good care.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.